All right, let's jump in and talk about Hollywood, the films, and entertainment as a whole. Now, you may have read Samuel L. Jackson got a little upset. Kind of in a good way. I mean, in a humorous way. He kind of smacked around verbally a reporter that confused him with Lawrence Fishburne during an interview. He was mostly joking, and it was possible it was lighthearted. Anyway, Sam Rubin of Los Angeles TV made a comment about Sam's Super Bowl commercial. Sam didn't do a Super Bowl commercial. It was Lawrence Fishburne. Jackson immediately said, "Hey, see, you're as crazy as the people on Twitter. I'm not Lawrence Fishburne. We don't all look alike. You're busted." So it was good humor. It was, lighthearted in its nature anyway. Yes, as we mentioned in the main news feed, Shirley Temple Black has been, it just broke earlier this morning that she did pass away at her home in Woodside, California. Natural causes are what they're saying. She was a huge star. She started at the age of 3 and was, just as cute as can be. When I was a kid, I didn't care for Shirley Temple. I thought a little too pretentious. But growing up, I mean, let's face it, she had immense talent growing up. And she did very well later on in life. She was she ended up becoming a U.S. diplomat, serving as the U.S. ambassador to both Ghana and Czechoslovakia. She married Charles Black after her first marriage did not last. And she's an enduring force. So there, Shirley Temple Black, sad to report that she has passed away. Now, recently, Willie Robertson of Duck Dynasty was having dinner with, get this group of people, Sean Hannity. He was also with Senator Ted Cruz, former Congressman Newt Gingrich, and Mark Levin. All of them were having dinner at a Washington, D.C. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. For them and their compatriots and so forth, they stayed well past the 11 o'clock closing time of the restaurant. They stayed until about 2 a.m. The bill, $5,000. $5,000. Willie picked up the tab and left a 100% gratuity. That's right, a $5,000 tip. That's pretty impressive. In other interesting news that is out there, I don't know if you're a big fan of Bone Thugs and Harmony, the rap group.
Rap group, yeah.
Yeah. If you are, you sometimes may have been listening to their music and gone, I don't know what they said. But run it back. Let me hear that again. Nope. I still don't understand what they said.
Slower?
Yeah, you're not alone. Crazy Bone and Flesh and Bone came out in an interview recently that said, yeah, they don't know what they're saying either. So don't feel bad. You don't understand what they're saying? That's fine.
So it's just one big joke. That they're going back to the dressing room after the concert or whatever.
I guess.
I really got them tonight.
And say, hey, guess what I said? Blah, blah. I don't have any idea what you said. All right. Have you seen pictures of Bruce Jenner recently?
Can we tell everyone what the rumor is about Bruce Jenner?
Well, Bruce Jenner just had surgery. And this is no joke. This is not a rumor. This is confirmed. He had surgery to reduce the size of his Adam's apple, which they shave it down so that on guys, you know what I'm talking about, your Adam's apple right there in your throat. Well, they showed him recently, and he's looking really feminine. He's got
the rumor that he's going to be gender reassigned at some point.
He's growing his hair out to where it is a very feminine hairstyle. Now, Bruce Jenner has always had long hair, as far as, ever since I've always seen pictures of him as an Olympic athlete and all this stuff. But his hair is not only long, but it's very feminine looking. Very, very odd. All right, last but not least, Chris Kattan of Saturday Night Live. Remember him? relatively funny individual. He just recently got arrested for DUI. This is really, really stupid. He was in Los Angeles on the 101 freeway, drunk. He smashed into a parked car, and when the police arrived, failed miserably his DUI arrest. So there's that. And then in a press release, he said, no, I wasn't drunk. I was exhausted. I've passed my field sobriety test. Problem is, TMZ has got the video online of him being there, taking the test. He didn't pass. It's clear he didn't pass.
Tried to turn his test into a stand-up routine.
Yeah. Well, the problem is, he couldn't stand up. And we've talked about George Zimmerman wanting to do the fight with DMX and other people.
This got called off. Yeah. Nothing good would have come of this.
He needs to walk away from this, and I'm thinking he needs to walk away from association from the promoter that was doing this.
How could George Zimmerman have a promoter? That's what's wrong right there.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy did take a life.
Yes.
Right or wrong,
yes.
Whatever. He went through the trial, he was acquitted. How does that become something that you would need a promoter in your life?
And we talked about this as far as celebrity boxing match. Okay, if a celebrity, a comedian, a film star, a musician, somebody that's a legitimate celebrity, a sports figure, George Zimmerman is only famous and considered a celebrity because he was in an altercation, took a life, and was exonerated in court. Does that make him somebody that we want to see in the... He should fade away into obscurity. That's what he should do. Well, he agreed to this celebrity boxing thing. It was on, it was off, it was on, it was off. It's off now, but the guy that was promoting it said he would like to change it to a bare-knuckle cage match, mixed martial art type of thing. That does not sound like a good idea to me. Does it sound like a good idea to you? No. And this is something I found interesting. We'll wrap up on this. Another Saturday Night Live alum is making a shift in their career. Now, you know that Seth Meyers is going to be taking over the late night show. He's moving into that slot. It's going to be called Late Night with Seth Meyers. Seth Meyers is a very intelligent writer. I think that show will do very, very well. He was the head writer for SNL for a long time. Well, one of the other people on SNL was Fred Armisen. Fred Armisen was a quirky character, did some interesting things, very good writer. Fred Armisen will be joining Seth Meyers on the late night show. But guess what? Fred Armisen will be his band leader. He's got a huge musical background. He's a guitarist and a drummer. He was in a punk band back in the 80s and performed with the Blue Man Group in the 90s. He also did some musical stuff on SNL. So there it is, a very interesting career shift. But I think Seth Meyers on the Late Night Show with Seth Meyers, I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be a good, good program.
You can think whatever you want. You're never going to be up to see it.
No, but you know, I believe we have this thing called a DVR.
Okay.
There it is. WSAU. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Here comes Mr. Todd Starnes.